Well, as the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard, wraps up its cross-country season, we thought it would be fun to talk with some of the participants. So thanks to Sharman Sheely, the chair of the CYO Cross Country Commission, and the coach at Holy Trinity, we have the opportunity to talk with some of her runners to see how they enjoyed the sport. But before we get to the student runner, Sharman, let me talk to you first and just say, how did the season go?
It was a fantastic season. I mean, really, we were blessed for the most part with great weather and great attitudes from all the participants, and really saw a lot of improvement across the board, across my entire team. So for me as a coach, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. And I'm thinking, too, because this was your first year as the chair of the commission, what did you learn this year?
You know, I'm really proud of the CYO organization. They are so well organized and run as a really great team, putting on the sport as for the inaugural season and running really nice, clean meets. So I just want to thank them as well and all of the staff over there at CYO for their great effort.
And I know, too, this doesn't happen without great volunteers like yourself.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk to the students now. I know this is going to be a lot of fun. So why don't you just give us a rundown of who we'll be talking with today?
Great. Well, I've got 4 out of my 24 runners here, starting with Justin Miller, Danny Mamchick. Both of those are 7th graders here at Holy Trinity. And then I've got 2 3rd graders. I've got Juliet Furr, and I've got Emily Faulkner.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, you know what? Let's start with Danny. And so if you want to put Danny on the line, we'll have a few questions for him.
Great. Here he is.
How are you doing today, Danny?
Very good.
Well, how did you enjoy, first let me ask you, just running cross country? What was the experience like for you?
The community is very nice, and it's really a benefit to improve.
So have you run before, or is this the first time you had an opportunity to run?
I've done track and field for a long time, but this is the first time I've done cross country.
So did you see a lot of difference in doing cross country compared to track and field?
Yes, it's a lot different. You have to pace yourself instead of sprinting all your energy.
Nice. So what do you remember most about the cross-country season? I know you still have a meet to go, but kind of what sticks out in your mind?
That all the good trails and how we were sticking together, and it was nice to improve.
Did you have a favorite course that you ran?
Definitely the first track meet at Valley Catholic.
At Valley Catholic. Now, you haven't had a chance yet to run up at Camp Howard, though, have you?
No.
So that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Have you been to Camp Howard before?
Never before.
Yeah, well, that should be a lot of fun. So if you think back on the season, what did you learn, do you think, about running cross-country?
I've learned how to properly pace yourself and when to speed up at, like, near the end. And how, like, if you die, you don't really want to spin up all your energy in the beginning, but still don't go so slow at the beginning.
Right. And did you find that as you did each meet, you got a little bit better?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you feel like this is a sport you'd like to do again?
Yes, I'm excited to do it next season.
All right. Well, that is wonderful. Well, Danny, it's great to talk with you. Appreciate you being on with us.
You too.
All right. Thanks a lot. So I think now, if we can, Sharman, let's talk with one of the 3rd graders. Let's talk with Emily Faulkner. Can you put her on the line?
Hi.
Hi, Emily. How are you today?
Good.
So you're a 3rd grader at Holy Trinity, right?
Yes.
Yes. And so you got to run cross country. How did you enjoy it?
It's a fun-filled sport, especially when you have friends around you.
Yeah, that's great. So did you have some friends you ran with, as you did most of the meets? Would you always run with the same people?
Yes.
So had you run before?
Yes.
You had. So how was this running cross country?
Good.
Yeah, that's nice. And so did you have a favorite course that you liked to run when you were running cross country?
I really like our Pitcott Mansion one.
Okay. And so did you learn something, do you think, while you were running cross country? Was it something that you said to yourself, I really like this. I learned something from this.
You don't go really, really fast in the sport. You just go like what your pace is.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. So you want to make sure that you can make it all the way to the end and not run out of gas, right?
Yes.
So as you look maybe to next year in cross country, do you think you'd want to do it again?
Yes.
Yeah. How about with track and field? Do you think you'd do some track and field too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a lot of fun. So do you think that there was something that was special about cross country just when you think about it and running with your friends?
The coach.
The coach. Is that Coach Sharman?
Yes.
Yeah, see, Coach Sharman, you did a great job. So that's great, Emily. Hey, Emily, it was very nice to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, now, Sharman, I think we'll go back to a seventh grader, maybe if Justin is there.
Hello.
How you doing, Justin?
Excellent.
Excellent. So a seventh grader running cross country. So did you run? I know there were two different course lengths. Did you run the longer course?
I ran the 1500.
The 1500. So had you run cross country before, or was this the first time?
Yes, I ran last year. Oh. We had 12 masks.
Well, have you felt like you improved from last year to this year?
Yes, I've definitely improved. It was hard last year when we were wearing the masks, but we were lucky to be able to go out there and be able to run cross country, even though the masks were a challenge that we had to overcome.
Yeah, well, good for you. That's excellent that you were able to overcome that. So did you have a favorite course this year that you've run?
I think I also like the Valley Catholic course. It was fun.
Yeah. Are you going to go up and run the Camp Howard course?
Yes, I've ran that twice before.
Oh, you did? What's that? What's running the Camp Howard course like?
It's definitely, there's a lot more hills, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a lot harder because you are at a higher elevation, and the elevation really makes a difference.
So what did you like most about running cross country?
I just liked being with my friends and being able to run with my friends. And yeah, it's just been a really great experience, and it was really fun. I recommend it to people.
Oh, that's great to hear. So did you learn anything about running cross country?
Yeah, I learned that it's more about like being with other people and socializing and actually winning the races.
That's kind of what CYO is all about, isn't it? It's being with friends.
Yeah.
That's great. So is cross country a sport that you'd like to do again?
Of course, definitely.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, it was great to talk with you, Justin. Thank you so much. So, Sharman, I guess we'll finish up with another third grader, Juliet.
Hi.
Hi, Juliet. How are you today?
Good.
So did you enjoy your cross-country running this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like being with friends was really an important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had you run before, or is this the first time you've run cross-country?
This is actually my first time.
That's great. And so did you feel like you had the energy to run the entire course?
Yes and no, because like the uphills were really hard, but then the downhills were really fun.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, and I think probably as you run a little bit more, you'll get used to running the uphills and the downhills. But I think, too, being with friends, it sounds to me like that's one of the biggest parts of being in CYO is the friendships that you build. And do you plan on doing any other sports?
Well, I have been doing golf.
Yeah. How about, I know some of the other CY sports like basketball and volleyball, and I know there's swimming and track and field. Any of those sports you like as well?
I also like swimming.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good. And so when you think about your cross-country running, what did you learn? What do you think you learned the most about that?
Like keeping your pace, and like you should never sprint at the first start of the race. You should first like jog, and then at like the end, you should finish off with a nice sprint.
Well, that sounds like a very, very good strategy. I think you've been coached very well, Juliet. So it was great to talk with you. So maybe you can put Coach Sharman back on.
Hey, David, I'm here.
Coach, it sounds like you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, great to talk with them. Yeah, and again, I mean, it sounds like they all understood about you don't want to go out too fast and you want to pace yourself. But you know what I got the most out of that? Friendships.
You know, we really bonded as a whole team across all the ages, everything from, we didn't have an eighth grader, but yes, we did have an eighth grader, all the way from eighth grade down to third grade. I think they really became friends, ran as a team. And, you know, we also took time to pray together and encourage each other and always cheering on each other when we were at the meets. And so that's another really important part of cross country is it is, in fact, a team sport, even though you're really running as an individual to beat your own prior times. We think as a team in terms of how we encourage each other.
We are speaking with Sharman Sheely. She is the CYO Cross Country Commissioner and the coach at Holy Trinity. Well, Sharman, thank you so much for getting the students together. It was great to talk with them, and congratulations on a great cross country season.
Thanks, David.
All right. Well, take care and God bless.
You too.